This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Number two, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. The number is 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And yes, we will be taking calls. Bart can't wait to play with the phone. It's
Let
right
push
next
a button.
To him.
Let me push a button. Hold on, coming, Paul. Hold on, Paul. I'm coming to you, Paul.
We're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So let's get into some NBA, Bart Scott, because there's a lot happening right now as we are in the final weeks of the regular season.
10 games left? 10 games left?
Think about under 10. For some teams, it's 10. Some less than 10. The Knicks win again last night. That's 11 out of their last 12, and they remain in fourth place. They've clinched, at worst, a .500 record on the season, which means they won't have a losing record for the first time in 7 years. That's nice. Aside from that, what else is going on in the league? How about the Lakers? LeBron James is back, but they're 0-2 since his return. I believe they're 1-4 since AD has returned. They've lost 6 of their last 7, and now all of a sudden they're in this crazy three-way tie with the Mavs and the Blazers for seeds 5 through 7. Why does that matter? Well, as we know, this year in the NBA, there is a new 7-10 play-in format, which means the 7 through 10 seeds in East and the West will have to go through a little single-game elimination play-in during the week before the playoffs actually begin. So here's how it goes. The 7 seed plays the 8th seed. The winner, you get the 7 seed. The 9th and 10th seed play each other. The winner then plays the loser of 7-8, and they play each other to see who gets the 8th seed. So if you lose, basically if you're the 7-8 seed, you get 2 chances to win 1 game and you make it. If you're 9-10, you've got 2 games to win 2 and you could make it and upset a team. Now, the reason why this is significant is because the Lakers could, now it's still unlikely, but it could, they could wind up in the 7-10. And in the West, the 7-10 is not like a cakewalk. The 7-10 is going to have some heavy hitters, including the Golden State Warriors. So, LeBron James, you've got the Trailblazers, you've got the Grizzlies, you could be the Warriors, I mentioned, the Spurs, maybe the Pelicans make a push. So, LeBron, after the latest loss, which was to the Raptors, he doesn't sound like he's a big fan of this whole 7-10 idea. Listen, why don't you play that sound?
It doesn't matter at the end of the day if I'm not 100% close to 100%, it don't matter, where we land, So, that's my mindset. If this happens to, we end up at 6th or 5th or whatever the case may be, or if we end up in the, the playoff, whatever that thing is, whoever came up with that need to be fired. But whatever.
Whoever came up with that should be fired.
But did you notice it doesn't matter if we finish 5th, 6th, and then he stopped. Like
he didn't want to say it. Well, think about this. He said whoever came up with that should be fired. Well, that means Jeannie Buss should be fired because it was the Board of Governors, which is all the owners, that unanimously voted to have this. And oh, by the way, let's take it a step further. Can I bring you back, Bart Scott, to March of 2020 when there was a quote from LeBron James, who liked the idea of a 7-10 play-in. In fact, he said you got Portland, you got Memphis, New Orleans, Sacramento, tinkering around there. So if there's 5 or 10 games left, why not those guys battle it out? Make them play each other all 5 games. It's like he kind of liked the idea of having a play-in, of having, those teams down there is how he was referencing it, without realizing that one day you could be one of those teams down there because of injuries.
Oh, that's different.
So, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I don't like that now. Yeah, you don't like it because you have to be part of it. But that's what kind of makes it compelling, right, Bart?
Yeah.
The fact that you could have a team like them because of injuries, they're all of a sudden down in the mosh pit instead of being up in the penthouse, easing your way into the postseason.
Let's just take last year. For example, right? Let's just take last year. What if, in a perfect world, that Kyrie would have said, you know what? I'm willing to play. And Kevin Durant would have said, oh, I'm willing to play. And he linked up with that team. They would have been one of the most dangerous teams in the bubble, right? So, listen, the league really, you know, whoever came up with that was your boss, but your boss was trying to get more ratings and get more money in your pocket by getting Zion in, and we do it, and they still ain't going to get in. 2 years in a row, we created this whole bubble. I mean, we created this whole play-in tournament so that Zion can show his excellence, his, you know, how explosive he is, how it's great amazing. He is. You know,
keep trying.
And he can't even damn get in there. Next year, they're going to extend it like the college tournament, like the college playoffs. Like, you know what? I think we should add one
it'll
more
be
team.
A fan vote.
Yeah, fan vote.
That's what they'll do. Hey, now we'll have a fan vote of a team that the fans want to see in the postseason just because they'll hope that Zion gets voted in there.
I can't believe they're that bad, man.
Like, is there a guy that's on national TV more than Zion on a team that's, what are they, four games, six games under 500?
Yo, these dudes, yeah, six games under 500.
Well, I don't know if it's six. Might be four.
No, I'm looking at it. It's six.
Six? Oh, my gosh.
They're 29
and
35.
They play again tonight. They're in that crazy Marvel thing that they're doing on ESPN2.
Right, because Zion's a superhero. Obviously not if he can't even get his team to the play-in game. What kind of superpowers does he have?
He's going to need to be a superhero, apparently. Jeez. Because they put up great stats. They just don't seem to be able to win.
That team's going to get broken up, man. That team is not long for anything.
Lonzo Ball
is going to mess around and be here next year. You can
be here, meaning New York.
You can bank it. Like I know everybody's taking my take about Nick Foles. Like I ain't been saying that for two months.
I meant
now.
To bring that up.
They
to
took
you.
My
How
Orlando Brown.
That?
Like I didn't say that for 3 months. Like yeah. And people keep so take it here. I promise you, Lonzo Ball is going to be a Nick next year.
Okay. All right. So we got that on record, too, so we can ignore it when it happens, and I can say that I said it instead.
You can take he's like, yeah, huh, what do you think? Yeah, I think that the Knicks.
Yeah, I said that. That's what I've been always saying. Luka Doncic doesn't like the 7-10. Steph Curry, however, loves it, and you can understand why. But, you know, I just think it keeps two-thirds of your league engaged.
Yes.
It used to be half your league, really. Actually, a little more than half. Slightly more than half of your league was engaged. Now it's two-thirds and actually a little more than that because 22 teams still think they have a chance. Maybe even 23 teams out of your 30.
And that's better than
teams saying, let's just lose on purpose and sit all our guys and get a high draft pick.
And that's what I'm
saying. Nobody wants that.
What's the narrative? This time last year, we were hoping that the Knicks would tank and continue to tank and lose games, right?
Now
teams are hoping that their team are going to win some games.
Yeah.
They still can go to – and listen, look at the revenue. What happens that first 10 that beats that first 7? When that happens, it's going to be crazy.
Wow.
People love that Cinderella story. That's why we turn into the –
Well, you think the Washington Wizards could be that in the East? They're 10 right now. They're one of the hottest teams in the league.
Yes.
They won 12 games in April. Russell Westbrook's averaging a triple-double. Bradley Beal's healthy.
Right.
And those two are scary. You want to play those teams? That's why, again, as we get greedy, we start about, like, from a Knicks perspective, another team. You know, they're in fourth right now. Can they hold fourth? I don't know. But the Celtics don't want to be in that 7-10.
Right.
They lost again last night. You got injuries now to Tatum and Brown they got to worry about. Right? You're concerned, like, are they going to be all right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be in that because – if I'm in the East, I don't want to play the Wizards.
Right, with as hard as Westbrook plays, man,
oh
this dude
God,
run around
you don't know
all
what
crazy
he's
going to
do.
He can mess
yeah.
around, get hot, and decide that he can hit threes.
Oh, get it.
Yo, man, he hit three threes, man. We can stop the game. Like, hold on.
Give the ball.
Let's check the rim. Let's check the rim.
Let's do Getting It Done, brought to you by Granger. And that is, of all the teams, that is the New York Knicks. All right, they are in fourth. They won. They beat a really bad Houston Rockets team to start now, which is a six-game road trip. They just finished a six-game homestand. They went 5-1. They start a six-game road trip, a West Coast trip of all things, this late in the season. We knew this was coming. They do beat the Rockets, who are just not very good. They blow them out. Julius Randle, ho-hum, another 30-point performance. But now it gets real. So, Bart, they have the toughest strength of schedule remaining of any team in the East. All right? And of their six toughest games remaining, five of them are the next five games.
Yeah.
So, it's like this is where it gets real. So, they're a season-high, 8 games over 500 right now.
And
they have 36 wins. What chance do you give them, knowing what they've got now? They've got this gauntlet of a tough Grizzlies team in a very difficult back-to-back to play tonight. Then they play at Denver, where they haven't won since I've been covering the team, going back to my Newsday days in 2006. Haven't won there. 12 straight losses at Denver.
Yeah.
Then they play a Suns team, which is tied for first in the East right now, West. Tied or they have first by now. I got to double check.
They played them tough last time.
And they did play them tough, yes, but they still at Phoenix.
They got Bullock
coming
back.
And then, Bart, 4 days over a weekend in L.A. How's that going to work?
You
got the Clippers and the Lakers. So what chances do you get that they come back from this trip and they're still in the top six in the East.
I give it a 60-70. No, you know, I give it a 70% chance, right? Because I think that
how many wins can they get out of these last five games on this road trip?
I'm gonna give them three. I'm gonna give them at least three.
Who are they beating?
I think they're gonna beat LA. Listen,
LA?
They got the Lakers.
Ooh.
Listen, LeBron is not the old powerful LeBron, right? And this team has chemistry issues. They're trying to figure it out. And the way that the Knicks play and how they physical they're going to be with LeBron coming fresh, he ain't going to want that smoke. Like, you know, dealing with AD, getting up on him, taking the space out. But as hard as this team plays, two guys coming off injury aren't going to be prepared to go that hard. The Knicks are just playing at a different level right now as far as from a competitive standpoint of how they get after you defensively. So I think they can definitely get that one. You know, Denver, I think, is going to be a toss-up. I think, you know, that's the one that Tibbs is going
Denver's
to have to use.
Denver's 8-1 since the injury to Jamal Murray. That's amazing. Yeah. Jokic, I mean, doesn't that lock up the MVP for him?
I don't know, man. Embiid is, like, it just looks like old school and new school had a baby, right? Because we see our center being dominant, just banging on people. Mm-hmm. And then I think you have to give it to Embiid because he does something that Jokic doesn't do, and that's play defense at a defensive player
elite
caliber,
level.
Right? Yeah. That's like elite, right? So, like, you look at them both from an offensive standpoint, both, you know, have their teams near the top of the conference, and then you look at, okay, what's the difference? Well, he plays defense, and he can arguably – you can make an argument for him being the defensive player of the year as well. All right, so we're not going to give him the defensive player of the year. Let's go ahead and give him the MVP because he's the best player on one of the best teams, and he's playing. And because you can't deny – like the jump in productivity from him as well, because this is the first year we saw something different from him. We've used to seeing, like, you know, Jokic kind of play like Jokic, but now we're seeing him do something different, and it's because he has a different coach, a different offense, and it looks totally different to us because we're not used to seeing him in shape like that. So I think it's more glaring to the eye of the critics, I believe.
Okay. Well, we're definitely watching closely as this season finishes. It's a race that you know, does not look like there's a clear-cut winner, although, again, a lot of the media is saying that it is going to be Jokic. They're the ones doing the voting. So the Knicks getting it done. Tom Thibodeau, Coach of the Year, perhaps. Getting it done certainly as well with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right, Bart, you've got the phone in front of you. You see who's calling. You see what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
Who we got?
Let's go. Let's
ESPN 888-729-3776.
Yeah, keep calling. Let's go to Paulie. Let's go to Paul in Long Island. He wants to talk draft.
What's up, Paul?
What's going on, Bart? Thanks for taking the call.
What up? Thanks for calling in, man. What's going on?
All right, so the Giants draft. I'm not going to talk about the top part of the draft. It's more of, you know, they went in, they got Adoree Jackson in free agency, and then they hedged the bet a little bit by taking Robinson and Williams there in the sixth. Was that the right move? I mean, considering, you know, it's a really young offensive line, I think they could have taken Ben Cleveland in the third. I think that would have been a good one. There's some rumors talking about Trey Turner maybe, so... just kind of wondering, like, what's going on with that?
Well, see, you're only seeing a piece of the puzzle, right? Because the puzzle isn't complete because you have the secondary free agent market, right? Now teams have drafted, made their draft. They see the pieces that they're able to get. And you're going to see some of these guys cut after June 2nd. So, you know, you talk about Turner. You talk about the ability to kind of bring in some more depth. It's going to be opportunities because we don't know what veterans are going to be let go. I mean, here in New York, you know, you could be thinking about maybe Crowder being gone, right? You know, at $10 million. And, you know, so I like what they did, and you can never have enough corners, especially in this league, especially when you look at what people have done within your own division. How are you going to match up with Lamb, Gallup, Cooper, right? You know, you got to have weapons. So I think they did a good job, and they addressed a lot of needs, but, you know, this is going to be about Danny Dimes.
And I'll add this too, Paul, is that Dave Gettleman said something I thought was real interesting is when he was asked by the media about that, about the, you know, not going after – you know, offensive linemen, just try to beef up your line or give yourself some depth. He said that you know, you guys, meaning the media, don't have the same viewpoint on our offensive line that we do. Like they value what they already have on the roster more than what people on the outside seem to value them. And remember, you do get Nate Solder back this year. Now, you might not be very high on him at this point in his career, but they do get him back. They do like what they had in the rookie Andrew Thomas by the end of the year. You know, I've always been a Will Hernandez fan. So, like, they do like what they've got on that line. And as Bart said, they could always add to it in the secondary market. And, of course, undrafted free agency as well. Keep going with the calls, Bart.
All right, let's go. Reggie. Let's get Reggie. Draft losers. What's up, Reg?
Yo, what's up, man? Hey, yo, hon, I know the reason why, man, Bart don't want to bring you uptown, man, because Mike Greenberg broke you down, man, and said how your specimen. You like, yo, you got a body like a specimen, hon. You're tall, you're good looking. So Bart don't want to bring you uptown, man, because he want to sit out in front of Red Rooster and holler at the ladies. I holler. You know, that's why I want to bring you uptown, man.
No. Listen, I want him to come up to get some of that trans fat. He need to put a little weight on, man. He been on that Peloton too much, man. He look too lean, man, making me look bad.
I want to get up there so bad, you have no idea. The last time I was up Harlem Way,
I'm going to come get you, hon.
Yo, you should. Last time I was up that way, I get out of an Uber, and somebody yelled, yo, Chris Humphreys. And I was like, wait a minute, what? What do you got for
yo,
us?
Yo, man. Yo, listen. Yo, my Cowboy. Yo, I was so mad and furious, man. But the Cowboy, now you've seen that. They don't even know how to dictate the board, man. Once you've seen a couple of quarterbacks didn't go early, you've seen Penei Sewell and Rashawn Slater dropping, and you know that there was rumors going into the draft that Philly may move up for Patrick Surtain, J.C. Holmes right out, and they're going to let them, yo, man. Yo, when Patrick Surtain,
I think I jumped over.
I just threw my remote, man.
Mm. You know, yeah. I mean, I'm not so down. I mean,
that's why they traded back, though. I mean, they just figured we're not getting our guy.
Yeah, exactly. They were hoping for Pitts.
You didn't expect Carolina and Denver to do that, though. Like, you thought they were going a quarterback, maybe, right. Offense.
Well, you definitely thought Denver was doing that, but that's because the news of Aaron Rodgers came out, right? So when the news of Aaron Rodgers came out,
that's interesting.
You know, they was like, hey, man, people thought, okay, that they go get Patrick Surtain because they believe that they can go get Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, you hear Mark Slayer, he's pretty much dialed in out there in Denver, said, hey, man, this is a done deal. I mean, so you gotta look at it like that. We don't know what they know.
Yeah. And Vander Esch, by the way,
I appreciate it, by the way.
Cowboys are not picking up the fifth year. I think that's what I just saw.
Right. Well,
saw
you can't. Well, so this is the problem, right?
And so Micah Parsons, right. There's your linebacker, right?
Right. And remember, who's your quarterback? I mean, who's your coordinator? Dan Quinn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dan Quinn believes in linebackers. He had the Legion of Boom, right? He was out there when they had Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright, and Cam Chancellor coming down. He brought in Keanu Neal to kind of be Cam Chancellor. You got to come down there. You got to stop people, right? So, you know, there's more ways to stop people. And I think that also, you know, you look at a guy like Richard Sherman could be a potential reunion there as well, because, you know, you put Richard Sherman on one side, you got Diggs, you got it as a second round draft pick the year before. Vander Esch, they can't pick it up because he has a neck injury. And he's been sidelined. He's had multiple surgeries on it. And Jalen Smith hasn't played up to expectations since he got paid his money. So now you bring a guy like Michael Parson in there. You need a three linebacker set now, because now they're moving from a 3-4 to a 4-3. So, I mean, to me, it makes total sense.
Can we get another call in?
We're going to do another one. Let's go to Ben from El Paso. What's up, Ben? What's up, Ben? You on the air, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Bart? How you doing?
Can't complain. Akuda Matata.
Hey, so I want to talk about the quarterbacks that were taken later on in the draft, specifically Ian Book. I think that he's in a great position where he can develop, especially under Sean Payton and with the leadership he has around him. I want to see what your take is on that.
Well, you know, Ian Book, you know, he improved a lot but, you know, he's a guy that's – He's a situational type of guy. He's trying to figure out what he is, right? Because he's a guy that can buy time with his arm. You know, I wasn't as high on him as far as when you look at the other guys like Mon, you look at Kyle Trask, yeah. You know, Mills.
Well, he went in the fourth round. I mean, he's on the small side, you know.
Yeah,
older.
but he's more mature. But if anybody can get it out of him and trying to teach him how to play the position. You know, if he can't play that position, find one for him. It's a guy like Sean Payton. So, you know, I think he went to a good situation where he can learn the nuances of the position.
I like it. I mean, you know, are you expecting that he could be a starter in this league, Bart?
No, I think he can be a great backup. Right, he can be a great backup. He can be the Chase Daniels of the world. Listen, Chase Daniels laughed his way all the way to the bank. And listen, he has no scar tissue because he ain't playing. His only job is come in, dominate during preseason. And listen, that's a good living. Everybody, it's only 32 opportunities. Everybody can't come in and be a starting quarterback in this league. But being a backup and being somebody that can come in and have value to a team, mm-hmm. who can be somebody that can kind of be able to come in and play in spots, You know, look at what Ryan Fitzpatrick has made out of his career, right?
That's a, you know, that is a great point. It's a lot of the guys who spent the extra time, and he's a senior. He started a ton of games. He's got a lot of experience. He can come in and certainly be a guy that can play. Now, coming up on Audio Files, though, we talk about guys with less experience, but yet the big upside and what it means for them in some of the bigger markets that made quarterback moves in the draft. So that's coming up in Audio Files. But first, Bart has this from
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh. Get a true, real break with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets you skip the grocery store crowds, the traffic, the hassle, without sacrificing delicious meals. These are whole restaurant-quality meals made with fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 25 minutes. HelloFresh sends you all the ingredients to your door and delivers them contact-free. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. Go to HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use promo code BART12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code BART12 at HelloFresh.com/BART12. Calls after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your business with specialized coverages for your commercial vehicles. More progressivecommercial.com. The calls have been fun so far today, Bart. We got to keep them rolling. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But now what we've got to do is step aside and let the headline makers do the talking as we do Audio Files. But see, I will be talking about the clips we're going to play, and as we do Footprints today, you are going to play them.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Are you ready?
We'll figure it out. Just go. Let's just try.
Play the game. So Justin Fields had an interesting take about pressure. The Bears moved up in the draft to get him. They have been looking for their quarterback of the future for many, many years. Is he the guy? Well, he probably will be, or at least they hope he will be. But Justin Fields says, oh, no pressure on me to become that.
I don't think there's pressure at all on me because, I expect myself to be a franchise quarterback. So, there's really no added pressure. You know, I came from a big program like Ohio State where, the fan base is very passionate about their sports. So there's definitely no added pressure on me in terms of that. You know, I expect myself to be a franchise quarterback and one day, hopefully, a top five quarterback in this league. So that's what I'm going to, thrive to do. I'm going to work every day to, reach my goal and reach new heights.
That's cute, Bart, isn't it?
Intelligence is wasted on a young man or the old. Because, like, passionate fan base, let me tell you something. You weren't getting a check, so they couldn't hold you accountable. The Bears have their own segment on Saturday Night Live, man. I think that's a little bit bigger than the Ohio State, man. This is grown man stuff. You're protected by your youth. You're protected because you're a young man. They don't care now. You're free game. You're grown. You can't call your parents. You're going to be a parent yourself eventually in a second. So, nah, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. Oh, you can't attack him. He's an amateur. Listen, you join a list of a bunch of bums that have ruined this organization time after time. Kyle Orton, Mitchell Trubisky, Nick Foles. You don't want to be put in that list. Man, to do that, you want to be heard. You want to be like Jim McMahon, guys who brought him to the promised land. And everything is going to be put on you. You have to be the savior. They gave up the future of their organization for you. Two guys, Nagy and Pace, put their jobs on the line. You listen, you gave them a lifeline. You gave them a couple of more years before they can get fired. Because how they figured this out and how you fail is beyond me. But I tell you what, they've been defended from it. Much like when Reese drafted Odell Beckham. They was like, well, hey, but I got you a quarterback. All right. We'll give you two more years for that. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Justin Fields, you got a lot on your shoulders, brother, because Nick Foles ain't going to be there for a long time. And you got QB1, who's now QB2. He's going to be pissed off, too.
Yeah, I think it's nice what he's saying. Well, I put pressure on myself. So those are all nice things to say, but there's a lot of pressure now. They moved up to get you. You got to be that guy. It's also up to them to make sure you're that guy as well. Speaking of pressure, how about Zach Wilson in New York with the Jets? Oh, yeah. No, there's pressure there, too. Lots of it. Because Joe Douglas made that choice. He picked you, Zach, over Sam Darnold, a guy they already had in-house. So that's that story. But the other story is, of course, for Zach Wilson, you're going to see stuff at the NFL level. Let's be honest. You haven't seen that at the level you played at BYU. But Zach Wilson talked about the different level of competition that he played at BYU. Listen to this.
Well, I think the coolest part is if you understand like what coaches are looking for and GMs are looking for in a player. I mean, you start to figure out the decisions they're making, the time and to when they throw it, you know, the sequence and within the play. And I think if you watch, you know, the plays with absolutely no defense on the field and you're just to say, you know, what kind of throw is this that they're making? You know, what kind of plays are they making? You know, and then how impressive is that? You know, you absolutely don't need a defense on the field. And then if you also understand, you know, a cover defender is a cover defender, you know, no matter if it's a SEC player or Mountain West guy. I mean, if someone's covered and then you're fitting the ball into a tight window in a zone, then, you know, then that's, you know, something coaches can evaluate on. And I think it goes all the way back to how many successful players there are that have come from different schools. You know, it's cool to see Trey Lance go as the third pick coming from a FCS school. You know, it's great to see how you can have such amazing situations coming from small schools.
I'll tell you what, it's a very intelligent take by the kid. You know, you were a 1AA guy who stepped into the NFL and was very effective. So is he right when it comes to level of play? Is more about your ability versus who you're playing against?
I think he's correct to a certain extent. I think, you know, he has a lot to learn, and I think he handled it like a champ. You know, when I came in, the thing I was worried about that the game was going to be faster. And it wasn't faster because I wasn't physically fast. It was faster because mentally I had a lot to deal with. I had motion shifts. I had all different types of formations that I had never seen before, and I had a lot of eye candy in front of me. So I had to learn how to kind of just look at everything without focusing on one thing, and that's what he's going to have to learn. He's going to see defenses that are moving and doing things that he doesn't recognize he's never seen before. He's going to have to figure out and just look. We call it the proximity point. You have to look at nothing with seeing everything at the same time because guys are going to try and use his eyes and his studying up to date and his experience against him. And it's going to be a tough road, but, you know, they're going to have to make sure they protect him early on and feed him, you know, baby steps. You got to feed him with the medicine dropper. You got to give him a medicine dropper. You don't want to give him a whole spoon yet. He ain't ready for it.
Yeah, it's physical talent is what they really love with him. Obviously, his ability to make different types of throws, different arm angles, all that stuff that's become a thing now that Patrick Mahomes really has brought into this league. You know, and it's a copycat league, of course. But, yeah, I mean, it's as they say, it's so much faster in this league. You know, the way the defenses play, there's a lot more that he has to learn, and he's going to have to play right away. That's a big challenge for him, no doubt about it. On to baseball. You want to talk about your Mets?
No. Okay.
No, you sure?
Yeah, I do.
Last night on Sunday Night Baseball, you had quite the finish, right? I mean, it looked like, you know, Rhys Hoskins had hit that home run, and then they changed the rule. They review it, and they call it a double, and that saves the game. And so Edwin Diaz doesn't ruin everyone's night. Instead, Jarris Familia comes in and gets Bryce Harper out, and the Mets get a win, and they move back to – they're now back to 500 at 11-11.
Right.
But really, to no effort of Francisco Lindor, who was their huge offseason signing. I mean, this is a 10-year, $340 million deal. And so far, the bang for your buck has been a 182 batting average.
Yeah. Defense is there, though.
Is it? Is that what you – I didn't realize that's what you spend $300 million on is to get, you know, good defense. Well, Pete Alonso, and it's notable, friend of the show, by the way.
Friend of the show, very good.
Pete Alonso.
Don't piss him off.
He talked about Lindor's struggles and has full confidence in his teammates' ability to break out.
He's one of the best players in the game. I mean, every player in the game of baseball goes through ups and downs in every season. And because his time right now is at the beginning of the season, it's amplified. But when we get going here throughout the rest of the season, you guys aren't going to even talk about Francisco Lindor and this and that. I mean, he's an unbelievable person, unbelievable athlete, and we're all going to laugh about that question come September at the end of the year when you look at his numbers. I mean, the guy made $341 million, for God's sake. He's a good player.
See, it always goes back to the money, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Always. You know, he's getting paid $341 million. They don't just give that to scrubs. You know, this guy can play. And oh, by the way, I'm going to be due some money too.
Yeah,
soon.
Yeah. They do overpay though. And listen, we see him struggle because once again, he's in a new league, and we don't know if he knows these pitchers. He's seen them for the first time, so advantage goes to the pitchers. We've seen guys struggle in their first years. We saw Giancarlo Stanton. Looks like he's, you know, still struggling, but he struggled mightily early on.
He struggled to stay healthy, but when he's healthy, he hits the crap out of the ball.
Yeah, but early on, he did struggle his first year just a little bit before he got hot. So maybe in the second half of the season, if they can stay close, they'll get what they expected out of Lindor. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, you're hoping. You're certainly hoping. Oh, it's a 171 now? It's down? I just checked it. I saw 182.
What did you do? Hit refresh?
Worse.
What did you hit refresh and the dude
I
lost?
Know.
Oh, man, don't
no,
hit it J-Dub, again.
J-Dub, big Mets fan, texted me to make sure we had that right. And last I checked was 182. Now it's down to 171. Since last night, since they played, it's gotten worse. Is that possible?
Yeah, he needed to call, who was that, Conforto, and lean into one. You know, just get on base.
Just get his elbow in one. Yeah, you hear A-Rod last night on the broadcast said that if he was the hitting coach for the Mets, that he would fine Lindor if he hit more than 25 home runs this season. So he doesn't want him trying to do too much. Just settle in and relax. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if that's really the way you do it these days is, you know, no, don't hit home runs. We don't want that. No, it's kind of where the game is going right now. Everybody goes through struggles. You just figured this might be it early on. Look what we said about the Yankees, Bart.
Yeah.
They couldn't do anything. Now, all of a sudden, there they are, 500. Aaron Judge hitting some home runs.
Yeah, great. Going. Yeah, great. Way to play the Tigers every week.
I wish we could. Tigers and Orioles just all day long. That's Audio Files. Great job, Bart.
Oh, thank you, Bart.
Brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. So, what do you say we just finish up? You did such a good job with the callers. They seem comfortable with you. We finish up with a little caller roulette.
Let's do it.
Right? We just go through, right? 888, say
get
ESPN.
Get on the line, everybody.
888. I said, say ESPN. 888-729-3776. Buffet style. What you want to talk to Bart Scott and myself about before we call it a day. That's coming up next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Breaking news and Aaron Rodgers' situation overshadowing the NFL draft. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Packers' star quarterback has told the team he doesn't want to return to Green Bay.
Three separate team officials have flown out to try and mend fences.
It's a few players in this league. When they say they want out, you have no choice.
Yeah, I think it's about a guy that's going to be in the Hall of Fame who's just the MVP, feels disrespected.
Do something to make me feel good, Allen. That's what... That's what Roger's saying.
Yeah. R-E-L-A-X or the beautiful mystery, whatever it is. That's a story that's going to hover over the NFL. It's Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the Bart Hahn Show always appear on the Goodyear Hotline. If you've missed any part of the show, you can always find both hours of Bart and Hahn posted a daily as a podcast, available wherever you listen to podcasts. And if, of course, you subscribe to ESPN Plus, you can watch it whenever you want. You just go find us, and you get the episodes, and you can watch it there and see Bart in all his splendor. Before we get to some calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, I do want to tell you that we are brought to you by attorneys Cordell and Cordell, Bart. Fair divorce for men.
Yeah.
Call 1-866-DADS-LAW.
The first time I heard this read was with L. L read it. You know what I mean? It was ironic that L was reading it for divorce.
Mm. Why was it ironic?
Gotcha. You know, it's just funny, man. It's like she read it with a nice little twang like you were reading.
Yeah, exactly.
And Emily, I got to give it to Emily on the ones and twos, man. She finds every Beyonce song that deals with whatever we're talking about. See, I can have another you in a minute. That's what Aaron Rodgers is saying to Green Bay. You don't know about me.
Maybe Green Bay saying that to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think it's the other way around. They wouldn't be flying out being so thirsty, sending six officials out there to go holler at him if it was the other way around.
Let me ask you this. Are you looking forward to now? The Yankees are off today, but if you're Major League Baseball, and it's great that ESPN has this game tomorrow night, the Astros are in the Bronx, right, for a series against the Yankees. And it's their first appearance in the Bronx since it all came out. With fans in the building, by the way. Since it all came out that they had cheated to win the World Series.
Allegedly.
They had cheated to win the World Series. They were punished. That means that they were guilty. So ESPN, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, is the game. It's the first game of the set at the stadium. There's only 10,000 fans there, but it's the Bronx. It's New York. 10,000 can sound like 100,000 if they want to.
You know who I want to see.
I really want, and I mean, this is one of those moments that I think all around baseball, this is sort of your catharsis, right? We saw, I think it was in Anaheim, they threw a garbage can over the outfield wall, right? They did that. And that's great. You're making the reference there. And Dusty Baker already kind of begging fans to stop. Stop with all the booing and the heckling. And he's saying that. He actually said, how many of the stands have never done anything wrong in their life? We paid the price for it.
No, you didn't.
Not really.
No, you didn't.
You're paying the price now because while your manager, A.J. Hinch, was fired and while your general manager is gone and your owner had to pay a fine, the players did not. In fact, some of them got nice big contracts. Some of them aren't even there anymore.
No.
So when the Astros come to town, which they will tomorrow night, don't you think – if you want to already put an end to it, let this game in the Bronx be that moment. I mean, this is where they call it the Bronx cheer, right? Yeah. They obviously the New York crowd is always supposed to be the toughest.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see, Bart. Let's see if people really remember.
I want to fight, man. I want to do anything short of tasing El Tuve. Like, let's not get physical with it.
But come on now.
Plunk him in a butt. Because, listen, Chapman had to live with that because he gave up the home run. So I want Chapman to come in. I don't care if it's a blowout game. I want it to be a blowout game. And like, why are they bringing Chapman in? He only usually plays when it's a one-score lead or they're up by one. Plunkity, plunk, plunk, and then clear the benches. Then we can be friends after we fight.
I mean, the Yankees certainly have to worry about winning. Of course, that part matters because of where they started the season. But still, there's something about this series that I'll tell you what, I'll be watching.
Me too.
We know it's a busy week, so I'll definitely be watching this. But it starts tomorrow. It is on ESPN at 7 o'clock around the country if you want to see it. Of course, in New York, you can see it on YES Network as well. The great Michael Kay with the call, as always. Bart, this was a lot of fun, man. I will see you. Well, I'll see you on KJZ tomorrow, but I'll see you later this week.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.